Sure. Coach Jimmy Johnson. Coach, how are you?
Well, I've had better days.
Yeah, us too.
This kind of news is not good for University of Miami.
And that hurts you.
Yeah, I love the university. I love the program, the people. And I've talked to Al Golden a few times. He was here in the Keys just about a week or so ago. And, I hate it for him. This little scumbag that's in prison for bilking $1 billion from a bunch of people. And now, obviously, he's going to embellish the truth a little bit. But, I'm sure he took advantage of some of these kids. And I hate it for the program.
I have to agree with you. It's an awful thing. But, I mean, the worst part of it is former players are coming out saying, yeah, it's true.
Well, I think, and no one really knows the facts. Obviously, like I said, he's going to embellish the truth. But if you get down right to the facts, he talks about entertaining them kids on his yacht. Well, $1 million, that's not a yacht, that's a boat.
Salute, Don Corleone.
He was trying to get to be friends and doing favors for these kids. Just so that he could get him into a sports agency or something. He wanted something from it, but he's, these parasites hang around every program.
Yep.
And the players have got to be smart enough to know that they want something. They're not going to be giving out free drinks to them unless they're going to get something in return. And so they've got to avoid these parasites.
Do you think, Coach, that they could come down on the program, even though these things happened in the past, and with things like the death penalty?
It could, yeah. There can be some players that might be suspended for some games, et cetera, like that. I don't know. Again, I don't know the facts. But I think a lot of these things have been blown completely out of proportion. So he got them access into a club, to the VIP area. Well, he just wanted to hang out with them.
Isn't that weird? Some creepy 35-year-old guy wanting to hang out with a bunch of 17, 18-year-old boys? Yeah, it's really weird.
He's 5'2", right. Jock sniffer wannabe.
Jock sniffer wannabe.
Yeah, but yep. What about these allegations of paying for abortions and things like that?
Well, again, they're allegations. That's exactly what they are. We don't know what the facts are.
And, the worst part of it is, this Ponzi scheme stuff, and we saw what happened with Rothstein. A lot of these people, they got his name on a building at UM. And
well, if someone is, I think he donated like $140,000 or so, whatever, just to get his name there. That's the type of person he is. But as soon as they found out what type of person he was, I think they returned the big portion of the money.
Oh, see, that's what I was going to ask. I didn't know, because I know that with Rothstein, they're going after all these people like, hey, I only owned a jewelry store. Why do I have to? This some guy came in and bought it. Well, it wasn't your money.
He donated a lot to charity, though, and they want that money back.
Yeah.
Madoff.
And from my understanding, when they found out what kind of scumbag he was, they returned the money.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know.
So for $140,000, you could put your name on the wall at UM?
Well, maybe a small wall.
All right. What do you get for $40,000?
For $500 at Florida, I got my name on a brick out in front of the athletic department. Aubrey Hill, who was coaching the Canes receivers up until last year, went to Florida. He's implicated in this. And a couple of Gator recruits who were going to Miami are implicated as well. So it's not just Miami. This is going to be an ugly story that you just hope it goes away. You hope someone says, it was all BS. Let's move on. And I feel so bad for Al Golden. Because here's a guy, squeaky clean.
And I've been with him two or three times. I'm so impressed with him. He wants to do it the right way. He's very thorough. He's very detail oriented. He's gonna be fine. But again, I hate that he inherits some of this mess. And again, we don't know. Like for instance, all these players and supposedly ex-coaches, whatever, were involved. So he had a party at his home. Well, he's gonna name all of these people that were at this party. That doesn't mean that they're taking a whole bunch of extra benefits.
Coach, I got to tell you, a couple of years back, we were doing the show, and former Cane Brett Romberg was on the air with us, and we were joking around, and Miami was playing Florida, and I said, all right, I'll bet you. I said, if the Gators lose to the Canes, I'll take you, and I'll buy all the offensive linemen dinner at my house. And we laughed, and we shook hands on it. About an hour or so later, after the show, Bernie Kosar calls me. He goes, Paul, what did you do? I go, what? I got a bet with Romberg. He goes, the NCAA is investigating. They may not make him eligible for the bowl game. And we were like, it was just a fun radio thing. But, I mean, they're really uptight about it. So thank God nothing came of that. But look how small an issue that was.
Yeah, but the one thing about it, and I think Miami has been pretty good about this, and most universities are trying to school, these players that, hey, avoid these things. You can't have extra benefits. And so I mean, it's hard for them. You know, a lot of these kids come from the inner city. They don't have a penny to their name, and, you know, they don't have spending money, so they've got some booster that wants to come out there and buy them dinner. You know, it's hard for them to say no.
Sure it is.
Listen, I'm sorry we had to talk under these circumstances. I appreciate your honesty.
It was nice of you to call in.
Well, guys, you know, I listen to you every morning, especially when I'm jogging and I'm not fishing. And Stuttered, I think his name was in those alligators.
He's going to take a shot.
They're naming everybody.
That's just so funny.